Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, in Ireland for a change. So behind me is Belvedere College, Dublin. And yeah, you see the carpet is not always there. So this is the headmaster's house if you go in. But that is because they're having the Bloomsday breakfast. So 8 a.m, another sitting at 11 a.m, eating kidney and various items mentioned in Ulysses that Leopold Bloom supped upon. And see this woman coming along, yeah, with that bonnet, the straw bonnet, in Edwardian costume, because it's set 16th of June 1904. And unfortunately, they're sold out for breakfast places. Got to organise this a bit better. I don't really even like kidney. But there'll be music and there'll be recitations and so forth. So I was in there and they're doing some shorts, as in short films. So I didn't get to see it. Now, they hold it here, obviously summer holidays. In Southern Ireland, it's early June, they go on holiday. Those who sit in the leaving cert, they will be sitting their exams till about now. Anyway, whole of June, July, August, very overgenerous summer holiday, actually. But anyway, and I noticed above the door, they got these bovine crania carved in. Like I've often said, that was a standard motif of 18th and 19th century relief sculpture. I don't know why. All right, so this is a Catholic boys' independent school, and James Joyce went there from the age of 10 to 16, been at Clongowes Wood, or was it Clongowes Wood College or whatever, the one in Kildare run by the Jesuits. I don't know which order of priests used to run this one, so obviously it's still going, and it was upper middle class Dubliners went there. There's no boarding section now, I think there used to be a long ago. So that's it, unfortunately, don't get to go to the breakfast. I know David Norris, former senator, is coming, but yeah, unfortunately sold out. So maybe I'll go to Bloomsday again one year, but plan it a bit better. Rather than go for 3 days, just go for one day. But have it all organised. There might be other Bloomsday breakfasts, but do I really want to sup upon kidney? I suppose I could just go and then not eat the kidney, eat the other stuff. Okay, so then going down North Great George Street. So the north side of Dublin, usually seen as a slightly rougher side of Dublin, and Dublin was all south of the River Liffey in the Middle Ages, you know, the Danish foundation, the Anglo-Norman foundation, and then, goodness, maybe from the 17th century spread to here, to the north side of the Liffey, you can see it's actually a somewhat steep hill. And so these are about 1780 onwards, these constructions, four stories high, excluding the basement, various reasons that they didn't used to build any more than, say, five stories until the 1870s. There were no steel girders to do it. Remember, yes, there was running water, but only for the wealthy. And even then, the pressure often wasn't sufficient to bring things to water to the top floor, have to go up and down with bowls of water, empty your chamber pot as well. What else about it? Fire evacuation. So, you know, if there was no smoke alarm, no smoke detect fire detector or smoke detector or whatever, no fire alarm, you need to get out. There are more stairs to get out from, so it's harder to get out than today. And the higher up you are, the less chance you've got survival. Another thing is, remember, there are no hip replacements. So, you know, if your hip was gone or your knee was gone, that was it. You couldn't walk. So you don't want to need too many stairs for them, do you? Obviously, women were pregnant more often back then, go through gravidity about 6 times on average. So she didn't want to be tackling too many stairs. So that's why that they were not that high, these buildings. And going down to number 18, where Senator David Norris lives, former senator, he served 36 years in the Senate, the longest serving person in Shannon ever. So he was an independent all the time, representing Trinity College Dublin, or Dublin University to give its more accurate name, born 1944 in the Belgian Congo, where his father was in charge of Allied war production. And must buy his autobiography, Kicking the Pricks. And it was a don at Trinity. He only has one degree, those are the days, so envious. And then he bought this a long time ago, when it was falling apart, this was dilapidated, restored to its former glory. I'm told it's worth up to €3 million. And he's got a lovely garden out the back. I've not been, but I know someone who has. So, yeah, and John Pentland Mahaffey used to live across here, sometime Provost of Trinity. Where is it? Is it this green door here? Yeah, so that is Senator Norris's door. Well, I mean, Senator Emeritus. Does such a title exist? Look, private residence by invitation only, because people are annoying him. Look at the lion there. Okay, so that's it. He's part of that Dublin Georgian Society. Now, Sir John Pentland Mahaffey, who actually was a priest, I've confirmed, he founded a similar society. And that folded, and there's a new one founded in the 1950s when Dublin was kind of in the doldrums. So look here, that was where Mahaffy used to live before he moved into the Provost Lodgings, dying in 1919. So there you see David Norris's place, but then the flags, the gay pride flags, actually not in his house, won't be joining one. His longtime Israeli friend, sometime paramour, died, that guy Ezra, I can't remember his surname. And the only other time I met David Norris was coming back from Belfast in 1998 on the bus. We get off at Banbridge to stretch our legs, some people having a smoke or whatever, and I recognised him. And I'd seen him on Any Questions, this sort of political discussion programme, and I recognised him. And he was with this fairly short, middle-aged chap, somewhat swarthy complexion, who I think was his Israeli former lover. He got in trouble. Senator Norris, because his former boyfriend was found guilty of sexual crimes against a 15-year-old Palestinian boy. And Norris, he wrote saying he's a good and moral person, go easy on him. He fell into a well-prepared trap and blah, blah, blah. He wrote it on, you know, Oireachtas-headed notepaper. He also cited the fact that he was considered a contender for the presidency in 1997. The implication being unmissable, go easy on this chap and then that will improve Israeli-Irish relations. Now, in fact, he did not throw his hat into the ring for Arasan Uchtaron in 1997, though he did in 2011 and came, was it fifth? Got a respectable, was it 10% of the vote, something like that. I'm gladly he bested the butcher boy of the Shankill. Oh, sorry, the butcher boy of the Bogside. Okay, Martin McGuinness. So it's quite rough, some of these areas. And look at this, weeds growing out of here. Remember when I first started coming to Dublin regularly in the 90s, it was a lot worse. So remember in the 1950s, when this Dublin Georgian Society was founded, economically we're doing very badly. We're one of the poorest countries in Western Europe. You had mass emigration, half the young people moved overseas. A lot of these houses were in almost a ruinous state, had to be torn down. Look there, you see the old paintings, well known for retailers. But is it weeds on the roof and things like that? The paintwork could be redone. And really almost everything was like that. But the ironic thing is we're only just off O'Connell Street, which is the main drag in the whole of Ireland. And there were lots of vacant buildings, or what's the word? Derelict. And over there on the roof there is this disused. Bear in mind we're booming now, you know, we're one of the richest countries in the world. And it's still, some of it is in a parlous condition. All right, so well, happy Bloomsday, everybody, and I hope you enjoy the day. What are you doing to mark this wondrous occasion? Ooh, I'm smelling some fresh loaves out of a bakery behind me. Right, anyway, coming over to O'Connell Street, named after Daniel Connell, a mild-mannered Kerry barrister, the one educated in France, the liberator. I've been to his house, you know, at Caher Daniel's place. All right, toodle-pip, everyone.